Welcome to the Best Today podcast. Thank you for being present with me for today's episode, episode 167. Today, we're going to talk about what really matters. Let's get started. Welcome to the Best Today podcast. I'm your host, Shante Grant, creator of the Best Today Guide and owner of the Best Today brand, where we equip women with resources to help you show up as your best one today at a time. If you're ready to trade chaos, comparison, and busy for intentional living, you are in the right place. We believe that intention begins with first knowing who you are and what you want. Here on the podcast, we'll have conversations together about topics that matter to you on the journey of becoming, because we know that being your best leads to doing your best. So welcome to the podcast created to help women all across the globe proclaim, this is what my best today looks like. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Best Today podcast. I am your host, Shante Grant. And today I want to talk about what really matters. So a few months back, I attended an event at Furman University, which is my alma mater. A friend of mine, Christina, was coming to speak for a series that felt big and felt kind of big with the topic of it, which is what really matters. That's literally the name of the series. And I believe they have two speakers every year who comes in, one alum and one faculty member, to talk about what really matters. And I believe this has been going on for years, but this was the first time that I've heard about it because my friend was coming in to speak. And Christina did a beautiful job talking about why relationships are what matter. And she really based a lot of it off of her unique experience living in Washington, D.C., and also representing the citizens of Washington, D.C. And I thought about that question. It's something that I actually do think about daily. But what really matters? It seems in one sense like it can be a very big, heavy question, but really, it is a question that my hope for you is that if asked, your answer comes right out because it's something that you have sat with. It's something that it's a question that doesn't catch you off guard. It's a question that you've given thought to and that you're really clear on. And if that's not the case, well, today is day one for that to be something that really sits with you, right? Because it's a beautiful and important question to think about. What really matters, period. What matters today is actually a question that I ask in the Best Today Guide. It is a part of the Best Today Guide every single morning. So this is just another reason for you to order a Best Today Guide, right? But every morning in the morning practice, you are invited to think and write out what matters today. So now we're bringing that circle in a little bit more narrow to like what matters today. Because there could be something that matters in the grand scheme, but doesn't matter today, right? And so starting your day every day with that intention and that thought of being clear on what matters today. But what I also love is it also asks what doesn't matter today. Because knowing what does not matter can sometimes help lead us to what does matter. Do you actually know what matters today? But can you, if you don't know what matters in the big picture, because typically what our daily lives are a reflection of the bigger picture, what matters to us. It trickles down into the day to day. And so often that is not the case for most people, or what their lives reflect isn't what they would say is what matters most to them, right? And so that's another reason why in the Best Today Guide and for 4 years now has been this practice of inviting you every day just to take a moment, less than a minute, to just write down what matters today to kind of shift your focus, bring you back in, because it's easy when you wake up in the morning to have your mind thinking of all the different things, all the different places where it can go, but to really bring it back in and ask what matters today and what does not. And yes, I do have answers for this really. Again, you can make it like a really big question, but I'm trying to make this normalize this question in your life. But before I share what my answer is, I really want to invite you to think about the question for yourself. What really matters? And for that matter, let's talk about what doesn't matter. Because again, sometimes understanding what does not matter starts to shed light on what does. So if you were to ask me what does not matter, I would tell you vanity and vanity metrics like how many dollars you've earned in a year, in a week, in a lifetime. Titles that have been given to you by men, by humans at any age and stage and in all arenas of life. All meaning all means all, right? Any man given, human given title doesn't matter. These things that we accumulate and acquire may be nice to have, they may be fun. They may help us to accomplish things, but they in themselves are not what matters. Material things that go beyond your basic needs aren't what really matter, because we're talking about what really matters, not what are things that are convenient and help us in life. What really matters? And this is me, if you were to ask me. Those are some of the things that come to mind. I always go back to thinking about Solomon and his wisdom saying, vanity, vanity, vanity. All this is vanity. And I think with every second of life I live, I see and understand that more clearly. And it's like, I think I have 2020 on that now, but I just imagine if I have the opportunity to live to see 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, it will get more crystallized because it's, for me, so true. When you step back and realize how much stuff actually does not matter, it really shifts and changes your life. There is a peace, there is a boldness, there is a shift when you really can understand what does not matter in this life and how much energy you give to those things or have given, right? So what makes the list for you? What does not matter in the grand scheme of things for you? And then my hope is that you will meditate, that you will journal, that you will seriously consider what really matters, period. And then what really matters for me?
At Best Today, we exist to help women just like you be your best one today at a time. So each week on the podcast, we are going to highlight your stories and your voices. So let's see what's in the inbox today.
Today, we have a 5-star review of our How to Preview and Plan Your Months, Weeks, and Days guide from Rachel. Rachel writes, "It's easy to use and thorough, all caps, way to get your life together. This guide is perfection. It's easy to follow and incredibly thorough. There are both explanations and examples for each section. Highly recommend doing a read through of all the pages and then sitting down and working through your month, week, and or days with the guide there to, well, guide you. It really does guide you through the entire process, and each step is key to making planning your life the best it can be. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing your 5-star review. And she is correct. You can get this manual right now. As soon as you order it, it's delivered to you immediately, teaching you how to preview and plan your months, weeks, and days. It includes examples, definitions, mock-ups, frequently asked questions, everything you need to proactively plan and preview your months, your weeks, and your days. You can order yours right now at besttoday.co/CTONE. That's C-tone. You'll know what that means once you download it. That is the method I teach for previewing your months and weeks. And I teach you a different one for your days. It's all there ready for you right now. You could be reading it within the next 2 minutes. We'll link to it also in the show notes today. But again, that is besttoday.co/CTONE. If you'd like to download yours right now. Thank you, Rachel, for that 5-star review. I want to encourage you to leave this episode and find 5 minutes to just write and to consider this day and night and see what just comes up for you until you get to the place where it is so clear that this is almost like someone asking, hey, what's your name? What really matters for me? Because I'm almost done and want to let you go so you have time to think about this. What matters to me what really matters is understanding and fulfilling the will of God in my life. And I don't say that in a generic way. I mean it wholeheartedly. Knowing who I am and walking boldly in that daily so that I can live my life in a way that encourages others, helps others, and glorifies Jesus Christ is what really matters. If nothing else in my life, that matters. I'm so often asked about, you know, how are you motivated? How do you get so clear? Where do you get your boldness from? Because you just say what it is and keep it moving. Where do you get your confidence from? And all of that stems from what really matters to me. And it matters because it is the foundation that everything else in my life is based on. How I make decisions, how I show up as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, as a friend, neighbor, parent, business owner, everything. And because I know who I am, which comes from the what really matters, understanding and fulfilling the will of God in my life, I'm not tossed to and fro every time culture makes a decision about who I should be as a woman, who I should be as a Black woman, who I should be as a wife, as a mother, as a whatever. I don't need culture's input, society's input, the world's input, because they don't get to define what really matters. They are going to try, and it does every day, but it doesn't penetrate my mind and my heart. And that's the work that is every day of my life. It's why and how I can have peace and joy even when things are wildly unjust, chaotic, and disappointing in this world. And that's why it's what really matters to me, because it affects how I live my life and how I encourage others to live their lives. It aids in my well-being and how I can aid in the well-being of others. So now I'm asking you, as if we were sitting here having a lovely cup of tea or smoothies, what really matters to you? And how is that reflected in your daily living? That is the question I challenge and encourage you to consider all week long. I want you to be intentional. Sit with it. Give yourself lots of space and time to write and allow everything that comes to you. And if you would be so generous and willing, I want to hear what you come up with. I want to hear what really matters to you. I love hearing how people phrase it, because even the wording, we could be saying similar things, but even the way in which you word it for you in your life. So come share that with me. You can leave me a comment over on For Those on the Journey, my Substack, which you can find online at For Those on the Journey. We'll also have it linked here. You can come share it with me on Instagram. Find a post, leave a comment over at Best Today Instagram, leave a comment. And of course, the Best Today community, that's the best place because I'm actually there and I can have conversation back and forth with you. I want to hear from you. What really matters to you? And let me know how getting to and arriving to that answer, what that process was like for you. So thank you again for being present with me for this week's episode of the Best Today podcast. The best way to support this podcast is by leaving a review, sharing it with a friend. And like I ask, come back and talk to me. Share your favorite parts and what questions you have. And you can do that by emailing me at hello@besttoday.co or leaving me a voice message. We do want to hear from you. To hear more from me, I invite you to read and subscribe to my online publication, For Those on the Journey, which is easily found at forthoseonthejourney.com. And it's also linked right here where you're listening. So thank you again for listening to this week's episode. And let's continue this conversation. I wanted to keep it short because I'm hoping that whatever time you allotted for the podcast, you will continue to make space for this question before you move on to the next thing in your day. So my friend, I leave you with this. What really matters? Talk to you later. This podcast is provided for you every week by Best Today, where we are on a mission to help you to live and work well. We do this by creating resources that bring intention to how you plan, schedule, work, and live. You can get started in one of three easy ways. First, by taking our product quiz at besttoday.co/quiz. 2, joining us in our online community, the Best Today community, at besttoday.co/community. Or 3, connect with us through email at besttoday.co/email, all of which are linked below in the show notes. To learn more about our company and what we do, visit besttoday.co and join thousands of customers around the world pursuing a life of intention, one today at a time.